Life Audio.
Hey, welcome to the Gospel Rant. Once again, I'm Dr. Bill Sinyard with Gospel App Ministries, www.gospel-app.com. All right, this is a big day, big podcast announcement. A few weeks ago, you know, we launched my latest small group Bible study, Jesus Said What? It's on the Beatitudes. There's seven small group lessons plus videos. It's on Amazon, gospelapp.com. Great response. Please enjoy. Pass it on to family and friends. Start a group. That'd be great. It's for, it's about social justice, about the kingdom. It's about what happens when the kingdom of God bumps up against people who are feeling unworthy. It's great stuff. But today, we are launching our powerful, unique, there's nothing like it out there, online teaching program for frustrated, challenged parents of teens and tweens. Parents, caregivers, guardians, we've got your back. We call it the Good Enough Parent. We'll say why the name in just a bit. You can get it at www.goodenoughparent.online. Good Enough Parent, one word, .online. And this is going to be big. And so relevant and necessary. And listen to this, it's 100% free. It's no charge for all parents, guardians, and caregivers. So I'm going to say more, but we want you to go through it and become more good enough parents and caregivers. Look, please help us get the word out. We've priced it right. It's free because we think it's a crisis on our hands right now, and it's going to affect the church. It's going to affect Christianity. It's going to affect so many things. So we are passionate about giving this to people, making it accessible, let nothing get in the way. Please pass this on. You know parents who are struggling. So let them know. They will thank you, and we thank you ahead of time. So I'm going to give you a bit of a preview, but before we plunge into that, many of you already know that the Gospel Rant is now partnering with LifeAudio.com with this podcast. So that means a few changes, including sponsors, and we're going to take a break right now, but we will come back to get into Good Enough Parent. Stick around.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hey, welcome back. All right, here we go. Good Enough Parent. I want to tell you about this exciting new online teaching program. It's specifically designed to help struggling, worried, frustrated parents, Christian parents of teens and tweens, to become more good enough parents, right? It's 100% free, and we've made it as shame-free as possible. We're not going to tell you what to do. We are going to give you tips. That's the idea. 15 tips over 15 days. We Christian parents, we have a problem. Secular parents too, by the way. Most of us don't think that we're good enough, or we're afraid that we're messing up our teens and tweens, or worse, Jesus is looking down at us and just shaking his head when he sees what we're doing, right? We're such disappointments. And that makes us feel ashamed, afraid, maybe depressed. Parenting is hard. I mean, really, really hard. Two people, two brains, two emotions, two complexes, that's yours and your child, two walking chemical factories, laboratories, two petri dishes, and each very, very different. And we're dealing with sometimes toxic chemicals. It's a recipe for so many mess ups. And we have to do it every day, 24/7, whether we like to or not. We need help. Above and beyond reading the next book, or that next expensive weekend conference that just ends up making us feel worse rather than better. How bad is it? Per Barna Research, 7 in 10 U.S. parents, and this data is already 2 years old. I know it's gotten worse. 7 in 10 say that they are at least somewhat concerned about their children staying true to their spiritual faith, a pattern that just remains consistent across faith practice. And then when asked how concerned they are about their children's faith formation, nearly three quarters of American parents said that they were at least somewhat concerned. 37% said they're very concerned. That's up. It's getting harder. So Good Enough Parent, it's meant to be different. It's not a how-to parenting book. Don't come to it if you think that's what you need. That can be shaming. You know, here are the things you need to do to be a good parent. That's not our thing. Our goal is to not shame. Virtually all other Christian parenting programs that we know of think that our goal is to become more like Jesus. And that's a good thing. But honestly, that goal can be very shaming. Who's like Jesus? Who's close? On any given day? Oh, my goodness. Right? Am I right? Instead, Good Enough Parent begins with the understanding that, listen, our primary goal is to become more dependent upon Jesus. Now, secondarily, if we do that, we'll become more like Jesus, but the goal is to become more dependent upon Jesus. Have you ever heard that? See, becoming like him only happens as we grow in dependence. Makes sense, right? When you hear it? But it's two different paths, two very different strategies. And we're going to take you towards the becoming more dependent upon Jesus. Just relax. Baby steps will show you how you can do this. And every one of our tips will emphasize that goal, depending upon Jesus's spirit more, not just trying harder. Are you with me? Anyone can depend. Anyone. Anyone can need. All you need is need. So Good Enough Parent combines the gospel, you'll see, so powerful. We'll start with the very first tip is about the gospel, and we'll combine it with the latest research on attachment theory. I'm big on attachment theory. And then neuroscience. We will lay some heavy neuroscience on you. You won't get caught in the weeds. We've popularized it. You'll see what we mean. It's going to be very, very helpful. You know, the last two, attachment theory and neuroscience, we're going to help you answer the question, why in the world did my child blow up when I told them to eat their Brussels sprouts? Or why did they run out when I told them they should go to their rooms? Why did they take such risk as stealing a car or stealing something from the store, right? What's going on in my kid's brain? And we're going to tell you a little bit from the most recent neuroscience. And listen, all of this is becoming more exacerbated because of the pandemic, because of the economy, the violence in our streets, school shootings, suicide. All those things are piling up on our families and making it harder, increasing anxiety, increasing loneliness and isolation. So we created Good Enough Parent to be immediate help for parents. 15 tips, one a day for 15 days. We just email them to you. It doesn't take a lot of time. And I think you'll find them helpful. And again, zero charge for all parents and guardians and caregivers. We believe we're in a crisis. We want to help. And it's all online, all confidential. Once a participant registers, you begin to get a 10 to 15 minute video every day, parenting tips, video tips for the next 15 days. And by the way, you'll also do a short before and after self-reporting survey. So when it's all done, you get immediate feedback on changes according to four metrics. It has to do with your confidence of being a good enough parent, increased understanding of what's going on in your child's brain. Should be very encouraging. And listen, participants feel like they became, on average, 21% better good enough parents. Sorry for the bad grammar. But their ability to parent was improved by 21% based upon the 15 tips. Parents also reported that they had a 46% on average increase of knowledge of understanding what's going on in their child's brain. Well, that's a win. One of the first things we say, parents, it's not all your fault. Not all your fault. It's a win. All right. Check out an audio of this helpful intro video. You can actually watch the video at goodenoughparent.online. But here is the audio version of that, okay? And then we'll take a break for sponsors. Hey,
Hey, welcome parent or caregiver or guardian. Dr. Bill Sinyard here. Good Enough Parent is made up of 15 biblical, relevant, powerful, helpful tips sent to you every day for 15 days. It's designed to help good enough parents become more good enough parents. Sorry for the bad grammar, but the program is shame-free. And listen, we get it, parents. Parenting is tough, real tough. I mean, who knows if we're doing a good job? We don't usually know, not for sure. And then adolescence hits, puberty overshadows everything, peer pressure oozes from every nook and cranny. Of course, pandemics and social unrest and division, incivility, economic swings, acne, baby food shortages, and then social media, which we've been learning has a dark side. Someone has described adolescence that it felt like their child had walked past a leaking nuclear reactor. Look, all parents feel what you're feeling. We're all out of our wheelhouse trying to keep up, but it seems that often we go from conflict to conflict to conflict, blow up to blow up, and there's little we seem to be able to do about it to stop it. And it feels like we're driving without a steering wheel, or maybe without brakes. How we were raised seems irrelevant now, and things have dramatically changed so much we can't get off that steep learning curve. Some parents are just trying to survive, trying to make ends meet relationally and with their jobs and emotionally and financially. Am I right? And then there are the sweeping biblical standards that seem to mock us sometimes. Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. Well, yeah, but have you met my child? It is a lot of pressure. How effective do I need to be? 80%? 75%? And do I start now or have I already messed it up? Oh, yeah. You will hear us speak of the good enough parent. Right now, toss away any notion that you might have of being a perfect parent. It's bad theology. Only God is the perfect parent. You are not. Scientists speak of the good enough parent being the one who is a great parent at least 30% of the time. Well, that's very helpful, and it might just be doable. Good Enough Parent is made up of 15 short, provocative, helpful, gospel-immersed, shame-free tips, many you have never heard before. And by the way, here is some feedback from real parents who have been through Good Enough Parent. One wrote, "I love the repeated message. We are not trying to be more like God. We are trying to depend on Him more." You'll see what we mean. Another parent wrote, "I am now more able to take a step back when we have arguments and not get so offended by what my daughter is saying." Another, "This whole program was exactly what I needed. The most beneficial reminder was that I just need to get 30% right to be a good enough parent." So if you're listening to this video, I'm telling you, you can do this. Press the Get Started Now button below and you will get a single short video every day for 15 days. Enjoy. Welcome, parent, guardian, caregiver, to Good Enough Parent.
Hi, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed the video, the audio version of the video. Look, we love our teen and tween, but there are those days. Many of us who are listening, Christian parents, we didn't have great role models, and nobody's parents were perfect. So it's not going to surprise you to hear that we come across parents all the time who feel like they're messing up, they're failures, and they're not so sure how to fix it. I can't tell you how many people have said, "I think I've screwed up my kid, and it's my fault." And so many of us feel like we're the only ones out there that can't pull this off. And I'm telling you, that's not the case. You are not alone. Probably that's what your child told you in the last blow-up, that you're just a horrible parent. You know, it would imply that other parents are really successful and cool, but I assure you, the closer you look, I don't know many parents who aren't feeling beat up and feeling like failures too. So that's why this program is so important. Jesus-loving parent and guardians, here we go. In GEP, we have tips and guidelines designed to help you be more successful as a spiritual good enough parent. Some tips, let's face it, there's 15 of them. Some are going to be more helpful to you than others. But all of them are biblically rock solid. Grab the ones that seem to help you. Take them for a spin. Can't hurt too much. And you may be surprised that most of them you haven't heard before, even in Christian books. This program isn't meant to be holistic. It's definitely not the typical run-of-the-mill out there. These are 15 tips that we have found that parents can benefit from starting now, today, and shame-free. Let us know what you think, Bill, at gospel-app.com. Here, maybe this will help you imagine. Think of an imaginary scale from 0 to 10, where 0 is an absolutely horrible parent. Zero effort, absent, distant, maybe abusive, critical, out of touch, is an addict, manipulative, cynical. You know, they just don't care. All right, look, if that describes you, you should quickly sign up for counseling. Seriously, this program is not that. 10, the other side of the spectrum would be that imaginary character, the perfect parent. You know, I put them in the same category as a unicorn or Sasquatch or Loch Ness Monster. They don't exist. There's few sightings here and there, but honestly, it's all fiction. All of us are in the on the middle of the scale, a 2 or a 4 or a 6, right? Oh, forget 6, 2 or a 4. And it seems that our scores are fluid. They change any given day, any given crisis, the reveal of a new hormone in our teen or tween's brain, any new TikTok post, right? Anytime your children gang up on you and, man, you might slide to a 1. Me too. So our goal in these videos, these 15 short videos, is to help you move a little bit towards the right on that spectrum. If you came into the program at a 2, welcome, by the way. You're not sure what you're doing. You feel like a failure. You feel like you're ruining your child. You're frustrated. You might even feel like you're a disappointment to Jesus, right? And you just know that your children are going to reject God and the church when they're older. So you come in at a 2, we want you to leave at a 4. That's not a 10. But it's 100% improvement. What business wouldn't want a 100% increase to their bottom line? It's going to be noticeable. If you get there, dance a bit and let your child see it. That's okay. It's never too late. Remember, never too late to begin to use these tips. Your teen, maybe 18 or 19, fine. It's never too late to begin to use these tips. I know some who have been through this and their kids are in their 30s. Go for it. So for now, we're going to ask you, you know, as you get into the program, goodenoughparent.online, just sit back, chill, listen, you're our guest. And listen, we're cool. Disagree with us. Keep your arms crossed. Roll your eyes all you want. I mean, it's rude, but I get it. I even understand. All we're doing is inviting you to take in what you think will help and discard the rest. Every context is different. We get that. Oh, yeah. I can't tell you how many times we've heard, but that's just not how I was raised. You don't know my family, my culture, my mom, my dad, my country of origin, my family's socioeconomic struggles, my history with church and Christianity. Yeah, okay, maybe not. So this is important. I think this is critical. We aren't trying to make you Jesus. And by the way, good spiritual growth is not working so hard to become like Jesus, like we said. That was a bad strategic model and bad theological plan, even though we're all kind of immersed in it. Good news, excellent spiritual formation discipleship is for you to work hard to become more dependent upon Jesus and his spirit, and anyone can do that. And that's wildly different. And it's not all your fault. Your parenting, it's not all on your shoulders. We will show you a different way. And by the way, those who become more dependent upon Jesus really do start to begin to look a little bit like him, a little bit or a lot. Make sense? So look, maybe you're listening to this and you're not a parent or caregiver or guardian, or your kids are already grown, but look, you know someone who's in this situation. It might be your child. It might be a neighbor. It might be a friend at church or in a Bible study. Man, these people are struggling. Don't keep quiet about this. Help us get the word out. We are in a social crisis related to our families, and this is free. There are the usual parent, caregiver, child struggles, but today there is also pressure being put on families by the pandemic and violence and sexuality confusions and environmental fears, school shootings, rising anxiety and loneliness among our adolescents, just to mention a few things. We just want to help. That's why we made it free. So here's what some parents said who went through Good Enough Parent. Tracy says, my child isn't isolating as much. I'm more relaxed as a parent and asking God to direct my words with my child. Oh, that's a win. Amy says, I really appreciated the non-shaming approach Dr. Sinyard took to this information. Amy continued, I found the tips regarding brain development and attachment styles to be very helpful. Reasoning with a brain that's still developing usually doesn't go well. That's exactly right, Amy. We'll say a lot about that. So again, if you have any questions, bill@gospel-app.com. Happy to answer them. And listen, let your church staff know about this. I'm working with a couple of youth pastors at churches. And here's what we're imagining, getting all the parents of their youth gathered at a pizza night. And they launch Good Enough Parent. They do it as a community. They get registered on the first night, and then they regather for coffee 5, 6, 7 days into it. And then at the end, 15 or 20 days later, pizza night again to discuss what they've learned, what's worked, what didn't work, and share stories. So not only are we helping out the parents and the adolescents, but we're shaping community within our churches. This is important. I don't know a single church that doesn't need help in this area. Help us get the word out. It's free. All right. Once again, we'd like to thank Life Audio for their podcast support. Check them out at lifeaudio.com, the other podcast. Next time, we're going to get back into the Sermon on the Mount and look what Jesus says about oaths. It seems to be a strange place to put it, right after divorce and anger and murder. But I think I see what he's doing. All right, we'll take a look at it. We'll have some fun. We'll see you then. Remember, goodenoughparent.online. Take heart, child of God.
There's no better way to start your day than spending time in God's Word and in prayer. Don't know where to start? We have a free daily prayer podcast created to help you do just that. The Your Daily Prayer podcast delivers a thoughtful devotional and timely prayer to you 7 days a week. Gain inspiration, faith, and encouragement with daily messages in 10 minutes or less. To start listening now, search Your Daily Prayer on your favorite podcast app or visit lifeaudio.com.